Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Barbadian workers returned from Panama in conditions of destitution. On this day, January 8th in the year 1952, the Barbados Advocate carried an article reporting on the arrival of Barbadian workers returning from Panama. These laborers formerly worked on the construction of the American-built Panama Canal. It is estimated that between 40 to 60,000 Barbadians worked on the canal during the construction period 1903 to 1914. According to the report, the ship J.W. Rogers arrived at the Bridgetown port with 56 West Indians from Panama who were described as, quote, bedraggled and unkempt. Their faces and general demeanor spoke of poverty and years of hard toil in Panama. They brought with them small parcels of clothes and themselves were dressed in old clothing that needed washing and pressing, end quote. The West Indians included men from Barbados, St. Vincent, Montserrat, St. Lucia, British Guiana, Grenada, and the French island of Martinique. 44 of the men were from Barbados, but there were originally 46. Unfortunately, two men, Haynes Clark and Claudius Rogers, had died en route to Barbados. 9 of the passengers were reported to be delirious. All of the West Indian returnees disembarked in Barbados to await connections to their home countries. In addition to the fact that these former canal workers were destitute and some in poor health, conditions on the ship J.W. Rogers was not conducive to passenger travel. The ship was reportedly a, quote, rusty-looking 158-ton Colombian motor ship with close, dirty, and hot cabins, end quote. The ship was a freighter, which was not built to carry passengers. Therefore, it had, quote, improvised bunks in the cabins consisting of 3 layers of bunks, the 2 topmost of which were slung on with chains, end quote. There was barely enough space between the bunks to get on and off. To make matters worse for these unfortunate men, on the first leg of the voyage between Colon, Panama and Curacao, the ship encountered, quote, high winds, heavy waves and occasional showers, end quote. The conditions on the ship were clearly unfavorable and added to the distress of the circumstances which the returnees faced. Furthermore, the ship under Captain Martin had a crew of 8, who, in addition to manning the ship, had to take care of this group of worn-out passengers. The physical and mental condition of some passengers were of particular concern. This was evident at the Bridge Police Station in Bridgetown, where 2 passengers, a male and a female, were brought ashore on stretchers and were, quote, helpless, waving their hands in the air and making audible but unintelligible sounds, end quote. These 2 persons, quote, had brought back practically nothing from Panama and were then the subjects of a board of lunacy, end quote. Though many accounts have been written related to the contribution made by Barbadians to the construction of the Panama Canal and the direct positive financial impact on the economies and societies of the West Indies, little is recorded about the thousands who returned maimed, mentally incapacitated, penniless, and rejected after the canal was completed. Disease, workplace accidents, poor housing and discrimination had taken a severe toll on these brave West Indians who had left Barbados for Panama in the hope of employment that would improve their living circumstances. This report is therefore a glimpse of the other side of the enduring sacrifice which West Indians made to the construction of the Panama Canal.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.